When the night comes on to the fire, get them a regular supper and a sip of strong beer. In a wishing the farmer some blessing in his life, as in drinking a health unto him and his wife.
Unto him and his wife. In drinking a health unto him and his wife.
Sweet Sally, come drive things home. Call Litty, call Jeffing, call Waddle down by. There's a great big black snow cloud in the sky. Come Sally, sweet Sally, come drive the geese home. Come Sally, sweet Sally, who drove the geese home. Where's Dizzy, where's Jeffing, where's Waddle down by. Where's all the gold lamp that fell from the sky? Go Sally, sweet Sally, go drive the geese home.
Ground him. Eno, when they was fishing, Eno. And he took some and cooked them all ready for him. And ever since, they say that every John Dory as comes out the sea have got his finger marks on
them. Do you mean the sea again?
That's it, my dear. That's what they say. But whether true or not, of course, I don't know. But there be the finger marks right enough. That's what they say in our trade. Gospel truth, Mrs. Miller. Jesus Christ, thank you, everyone. Features are plenty and or is for the likes of you. I'm a bunch of grapes for the gentry and bloaters for the likes of you. I can tip my hat most politely and be patient with the likes of you. There's one kind of fish that he says licks, and he's taught me a thing or two. It's red tomatoes for the gentry, and it's patience for the likes of you. Yes, it's red tomatoes for the gentry, and it's patience for the likes of us.
Are you there, John?
Concert. You were one of my stalwarts.
Oh, I did my bit, sir.
Oh, you were jolly good. I still run the Negro Minstrel Troupe, you know.
I haven't jive putting black on my face, sir.
Over the last 2 years, we got up red and blue uniforms. And we have a new song.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please, sir.
A friend of Darwin's came to me 1,000,000 years ago, said he. You have a tail and no filter. I answered him,
"Have tail." I've got one now. I'll have you know.
Get out!
Then I caught a big, big kick on Tom Finn's backside.
Tom Finn?
Yes, sir. I received the laugh of him more than at any of the others. We rehearse once a week in the school.
Are you going to volunteer again?
I'd be happy to, sir.
Still. Thank you, Clive. Thank you, Clive.
Blackie! Dog! One of those infernal dogs.
Our good friend of whom, sir?
What? Oh, Darwin's. A friend of Darwin's came to me.
Good day.
Good day to you, Mr. Bracewell, sir.
Poor old soldier.
Poor old soldier. If ever I list for a soldier again, the devil shall be my sergeant. Poor old soldier. Poor old soldier. If ever I list for a soldier again, the devil shall be my sergeant.
Robins have got the saddest clothes.
Thomas for selling me blanket. If ever I live for a soldier again, the devil shall be my sergeant.
Poor old soldier, poor old soldier.
If ever I live for a soldier again, the devil shall be my sergeant.
Poor old soldier, poor old soldier.
If ever I live for a soldier again, the devil shall be my sergeant.
Right, what time be it by your old turnip watch?
10 minutes after four.
Yeah, I thought it, boss. Knock off for dinner hour, lads!
That's a good case, bird, it's the yellow hammer.
Alright. I'll be going down the edge to relieve myself.
You know what they say, Master Jeffrey? Eat well, work well, sleep well, and shit well once a day. Adam catch thee by the fur below. That's the oldest catch we know. I wonder why they don't say drink well once a day. Say, pumpkin. Or you know what well once a day, eh?
Well, that's because even a well known old ram like old Master Price said, he can't do without no end. Not with all them bullets well out there.
Now, it would be more like rolling off than rolling on.
It'll do out, bitchy. Some of them points will hear you.
You tell what was a record, said Mrs. Spicer.
Shame on you.
Record, said. Morning, Mrs. Spicer, my good woman. Where are you going? You're working a field wearing those trousers. I thought you didn't have no unmentionables. Mrs. Spicer said to him, I don't know what you're talking about, I'm sure. I thought the only unmentionable in your ears was Mr. Gladstone.
How many unmentionables you got, Master Price?
More. One like that. He said, Master Price.
Now, as I was a-going to the fair in a thigh, I spied a girl's petticoat hung out to dry. I took off my trousers and I hung them close by, for to keep that girl's petticoat warm. Oh, the petticoat flapped and it made a loud noise, it flounced and it fluttered, lost feminine poise. And it wound round the legs of me old corduroys. Oh, trousers, I hope you're on form.
Dirty Gerson, I face that old bull at Fishpond. That with your my brother James married that Candleford woman. Mind that she were in here. Ooh. And with that in the air, she wouldn't give away enough to make a pair of leggings for a skylark.
well, Master Price?
Dead, bums united. Stone dead. What does your old watch say now, Master Price?
Half an hour after, Bomber?
Right.
Hey,
on it.
Do you believe that?
No.
I don't believe in a beast.
they've been seeing the monster. People did see. Of course they did. It's big as a bullock. They're swaying, like you knew. I don't believe none of it. You don't believe Martha, you cut the ogre tree. I ain't got no knife, have I? So I can't cut it, can I? I'll find a stone.
This handsome silver-yoked lady here, be a mantelpiece, eh? Dan! That's marvellous, lad! Very
bit of work up. Let's be having a... my favourite. Brassy flower.
Yeah.
Abroad for pleasure as I was a-walking, it was on a summer, summer calm and clear.
Abroad for pleasure as I was a-walking, was on a summer, summer calm and clear.
There I beheld the most beautiful damsel lamenting for a shepherd swain.
There I beheld the most beautiful damsel lamenting for a shepherd swain. Lamenting for a shepherd swain.
The fairest evening that e'er I beheld thee, evermore with the lad I adore.
The fairest evening that e'er I beheld thee, evermore with the lad I adore.
Wilt thou go fight the French and Spaniard? Wilt thou leave me thus, my dear?
Wilt thou go fight the French and Spaniard? Wilt thou leave me thus, my dear? Wilt thou leave me thus, my dear?
No more to yon green banks will I take me, with pleasure for to rest myself and view that lands.
No more to yon green banks will I take me, with pleasure for to rest myself and view the lands.
But I will take me to yon green garden, where the pretty flowers grow.
But I will take me to yon green garden, where the pretty flowers grow. Where the pretty, pretty flowers grow.
He only knows his old outlandish night.
Ah, poor old fella, be 83. Let him see what he can.
Outlandish night. An outlandish knight from the Northlands came, and he came a-wooing of me. And he told me he'd take me up to the Northlands, and there he would marry me.
They'll soon be out now. There's poor old Dave singing of his outlandish notes.
So fetch me some of your father's gold, and some of your mother's fee, and the two fastest horses from your father's stable, where stands there 30 and 3. He mounted him up on the milk-white horse, she's rode on the dapple grey, and they rode till they came to that broad seashore, 3 hours before it was day. Light down from your horse, he cried, and deliver him over to me, for 6 pretty maidens I have drowned here, and the 7th one you'll surely be. Take off that rich silken gown, and deliver it over to me, for I think so fine and costly a robe will only rot away in the sea. Light down from your horse, she cried, and turn your back unto me, for I think it's not fitting a fine gentleman a naked lady should see. he got himself down from his milk-white horse, and turned his back unto she, and she's grabbed him around his middle so small, and thrown the old ram in the sea.
Soon be harvest home?
I will. Soon the old queen's jubilee and all.
Forevermore.
Grand Circle. Into the center. And again. Ladies and gentlemen, in the center. And again. Bring it apart. Promenade round the circle. Pull up once again. Into the center. Circle. All the way around.